Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am a guest of Erez, and Shalom. Today we continue with Beyond the Veil and revelations and messages. And we have been talking about some very interesting things. Of course, we know what happened on April 8th. Right? Or should we say, what did not happen? There was a lot of expectation about the big X, right? Over the New Madrid fault line. A lot of expectation over the solar eclipse. But other than the eclipse, not much else happened. Well, of course, CERN started. We mentioned that last time. CERN started, and we still don't know what that is going to cause. We will see the results of that in the coming months and maybe years, but I don't think it's going to take that long. I believe that the things that are getting ready to take place are not going to make us wait too long. And I was reading some of the articles here written by other brethren. I was reading one an article that was written by Michael Snyder. He's a friend of mine. And we've had him on the program. We're going to bring him back. And he's very knowledgeable, and he's a researcher and a very, very good historian. Anyway, he wrote some very interesting things. I'm going to share a few things from his article. And he mentioned the fact that in 1811, there was a solar eclipse that made a giant X over the heartland of America and made an X. And then the other one that happened before in 1806. And so those two solar eclipses, the one in 1806 and the one in 1811, formed an X just like this one that we just saw come to pass April 8th. But then he goes on to say that when that happened, of course, nothing happened. But three months later, 3 months after that earthquake, the solar flares in 1806 and 1811, when that 1811 was completed, the solar eclipse, 3 months after that, there was a giant, when the giant X was completed over America, there were cataclysmic earthquakes that began erupting along the New Madrid Fault. So that's history. That is a historical fact that happened. And so could this be something that happens again, that 3 months or several months afterwards from April 8th, there may be some earthquakes big earthquakes that begin erupting along the New Madrid Fault? It could be. It could be. And so many people are not familiar with this. Many people are not familiar with this historical data. And, excuse me. After 3 months from that eclipse in 1811, the New Madrid zone started going bazooka. It started going crazy. And then first, in December 16, 1811, a magnitude 8.1 earthquake took place. And then on January 23rd, 1812, 7.8 earthquake took place. And the third one on February 7, 1812, an 8.8 magnitude earthquake took place. Now, this was in the New Madrid area, the New Madrid seismic zone. And it generated a sequence of earthquakes that lasted several months and included those three very large earthquakes that I just mentioned. So this was pretty big. I mean, and this was not very good. The last time that two solar eclipses formed an X over the heartland of America. And scientists have been telling us that there were going to be cataclysmic events or cataclysmic earthquakes, to put it more precisely, along the New Madrid zone again. And when that time arrives, the death and destruction is going to be horrific. And so there we are. There we are. And just because nothing happened on April 8th does not mean it's not going to happen, people. And just because the CERN started on April 8th and you didn't see any monsters appearing, any of these demonic entities appearing, it doesn't mean that's not going to happen in the near future. Because CERN, everything I shared on the previous program, is going to happen. That is exactly what they're trying to do. And I shared details about that last time, remember? But I did say that I was going to share something that I did not share with you, an experience I had recently, a dream, a vision of the night, and I felt bad, but as I was sharing with Steve before the program, I've just been swamped with so many things coming at me from different directions that it's not easy. It's not easy to keep focus on things I need to do and things that are in my schedule. There are so many things. And so I felt bad that I promised and I didn't share that, but I'm going to do that today. I'm going to do that in this program. And I believe this is another piece of the puzzle that the Lord has given me. And he's given me a lot of these things. And I have been getting a lot of very strange dreams, visions, little snippets in the middle of the night. I have been keeping track of them. I have been writing them down. But I'm not ready to release any of it because really it's more, they are more like things for me personally than to share with the body of Christ. And even that, I have to seek the Lord for more details, more for clarification on what some of these things mean. But there's something getting ready to happen, folks. You can be sure of that. Anyways, on March 27, 2024, I have been asking the Lord to show me, to reveal to me what is getting ready to happen, what is getting ready to take place on this earth. And so that night, a deep slumber came upon me as I fell asleep. And I saw myself in a very, very strange place, very strange place. And I'm taken to all these very strange places that I don't recognize. I don't know where it is. I don't recognize where it is that I find myself. All I know is that I found myself there. And I had never been to this place, talking to people that I had never met before. Anyway, there was this particular person, a man, that was very excited. And he was secretly talking to the people that were there, that I was seeing, I was watching. He was telling them about a new technology that was incredibly powerful. As I continued to listen and to watch what he was saying, and he was, you know, the people were doing, he was telling the people, and then he demonstrated, right? And I found myself a part of the demonstration. A person had to swallow this pill, wait a few moments, and then stand close to an open space, right? A door or a window. So that person was able to have access to something outside, something in the sky. I was not told, nor did I discern what it was that, you know, people were connecting to. I got the impression that it was something in the sky that the people needed to connect to. Maybe a satellite, maybe something else. I was not shown what. Once a person was connected to whatever it was out there, they instantly had access to a wealth of information and powerful, powerful technology. I was shown what this was, okay? A screen would appear in your mind like a computer screen, and you were able to communicate with other people instantly, like telepathy, at the speed of lightning. No matter where the people were at that time, you could connect with them instantly at the speed of lightning, no matter where they were located in the world at that time. I was also shown that if a person had a disease, I was mostly watching like an organ disease, okay? Like an organ in the body that was diseased, it was sick, and not working properly. I was shown that taking this pill would repair the damaged organ immediately, instantly, and make the people completely healthy overall. I was also shown how powerful this technology made people feel and how popular and sought after this technology was going to become in the future. And again, we have been hearing a lot about transhumanism, and we have been hearing about this network of satellites that Elon Musk has created. I don't know. I don't know if this is what this is about or something else. I was not shown. I was not told. However, I was shown that people that took this pill and were connected to the powerful beast system, because this is going to be the beast system, the beast technology. This is going to be technology that has been given to earthly humans by aliens, by fallen angel technology, fallen angel technology. That is what the beast technology is, fallen angel. And the beast is basically going to be one of those fallen angels. And I've talked about this before. By then, it was too late, and there was nothing that they could do or to undo what had already been done. Once the individual took that pill, the beast technology had total control over them, because it basically took over the, you know, your brain and your neurological system, everything. And so basically took over your soul. And so as I was watching this, I felt a sense of awe at the seductive power this beast technology had over people. It was very powerful. And I can understand now why, after watching this and seeing this and being shown this, this is how very, very seductive and powerful it was. And Jesus said, be careful, be not deceived. This was going to be one of the main things in the end time. He said even the elect would be deceived, if possible. And so this is a very strong warning to the people of God that this technology is coming. A lot of Christians have no idea how this thing is going to be. Let me get a sip. They have no idea how this thing is going to be. They think that when the beast system arrives, it's going to be very clear, very, very easy to discern. And they're just going to say, no, I don't want the mark, and that's it. They think it's all about you will not be able to buy or sell, which is true. People will not be able to do that, buy and sell. It's in the Word of God. It's in the book of Revelation, chapter 13. However, it's much, much, much more than that, people. It's not just what you are not going to be able to do. It's the seductive part about this technology is the things that you are going to be able to do. That is going to be the clincher. That is going to be what is going to cause people to be tempted. Because it's much easier to say, no, I'm not going to accept the mark of the beast. I will starve to death, or I will just eat of the land, you know, whatever I can find. That is much easier to come to terms with that, although that in itself is pretty tough. It's pretty hard. That in itself is pretty hard. And so people have no idea that the temptation is going to be much, much bigger, much, much bigger, which is what is going to allow the people, it's going to allow the people to feel, it's going to allow the people to do, it's going to allow the people to be able to achieve. For example, can you imagine somebody that is sickly, has got a diseased organ, or two, th- three diseased organs, got cancer, diabetes, he's got high blood pressure, he's got all kinds of problems, right? And all of a sudden, here comes this technology and says, if you take this, if you take this pill, and that's what I was shown, but I'm going to share something else with you, which was revealed to me in another dream or vision earlier. If you take this, you're going to be healed. You're going to be, your cancer is going to go away, and all these things are going to go away, and you're going to have power. You're going to have, you will not be able to connect to any computer. You will not be able to, you know, all you have to do is wave your hand, and that's it. You will not need to have a bank account. You will not need to have any ID on you. You will not need to, your children will be protected, because we're going to know where your children are. You're going to know where your children are every moment of the day. You're not going to get old that easy. You're going to get old very, very gradually. You're going to live longer, very, very long. I mean, what would you do if these kinds of things were offered to you? Not just the fact that, you know, you're going to be able to buy and sell, but all of these things. All of these things. And then so much more. I'm going to share them with you now. Things that were shown to me. It's going to be, the temptation is going to be great. It's going to be incredibly big and great. And so this, from what I was seeing, this became very, very popular, extremely popular, incredibly popular, and sought after. And so once the person took this, of course, they were connected to the beast technology. And then it was too late. And that is the trap right there. It was too late to undo whatever they could, whatever they had done. There was nothing they could do to undo what had already been done. This is why the scripture says that whoever took the mark of the beast was lost. Many times I tried to understand that, and I could not. Many times I thought it was just like a tattoo or something that you took on your hand, right, or your forehead. And even a chip, but a chip that is implanted, really, unless it is a very, very, very unusual chip that integrates with your neurological system, if it's just a chip that has information on it like a credit card, that's not enough to make you lose your salvation forever. Do you follow what I'm saying? It doesn't make sense if that is all it was, because, just to give you an example, okay, so many of you do not understand where I'm coming from. an act of allegiance to the devil is not enough to condemn a person to hell eternally. That person can get saved, because I have seen them. I have seen people that belong to Satan be set free by the power of God, by the power of the Holy Ghost, by the power of the blood of Jesus. I have seen them on more than one occasion. I have seen people that were murderers. I have seen people that were drug addicts. I have seen people involved in witchcraft, serving the devil, be gloriously saved, filled with the Holy Spirit. You follow what I'm saying now? So a person that would just accept the mark and would say, give his allegiance to the devil, right? If there was nothing else connected to that, if there was nothing else, that could not, because of what I just shared with you, that would not condemn a person to hell forever without any hope. Because that person could just turn around and say, no, I am sorry, Lord, I made a mistake. I don't want to serve the devil. I want to serve you. You see what I'm saying? As I have seen many times happen. However, This thing I'm telling you about is not that. It's much more than that. It's what I'm trying to get through to you. This is not just about a decision that you make. This is about something, a technology, the beast technology, that is going to take control over your body, over your mind, over your soul, once you take it. It's much more than just give an accent and say, I will serve you, Satan. Do you follow what I'm telling you now? Because the devil is going to make sure that once you do that, once you make allegiance to him, you cannot get out. He's going to make sure of that. And the way he's going to make sure of that is with a technology that once you take it, it changes you. You are no longer a human being. You are a transhuman. If you will, a human dot two. Human dot two, okay? You're not human. You're something other than a human being. And according to these people that are planning this, you're going to be a better human, much more superior to the old human. And so this is, as I was watching this, I felt a sense of, I felt a sense of the, of dread and awe at the same time of the seductive power that this beast technology had over people. And that these people were going to fall prey and yield to it by the masses, by the multitudes. And it's hard to explain. I mean, I was shown this. I was shown what happened when the person took the pill. I was shown. You would see a screen appear before you in your mind, and it's almost like a computer, you know, one of those computers that you just use your hand, you know, and you just, that is how it would be, but much, much better than that. Because you did it all with your mind. You did it all with your mind, with your will. And quickly, at the speed of lightning. And then these windows would appear within the screen. I mean, it was very sophisticated, very, very powerful technology. I have never seen anything like it in real life on this earth. I haven't seen anything like it, what I saw in that vision of the night. I have never seen anything like it. And you could cause things to happen. You could make things happen. You could make things happen. It was very advanced technology. Anyways, the people are going to fall prey to it because it's going to be so alluring, so seductive, and so powerful. And as I was considering these things, I heard a loud peal of thunder. Very, very loud, very frightening, and I was awakened. I thought at first that the thunder was a part of the dream. I thought it was part of what the Lord was showing me, but I realized moments later that the thunders were really taking place in the natural. They were really happening. And even as I got out of bed to write down this vision, I could still hear the loud peal of thunders. I believe this was another one of those pieces of the puzzle regarding the one that I had back in 2020, in March 2022. And that one, the mark of the beast, the vision I had back in March 23rd, 2022, we even did a radio program, Conversations Beyond the Veil, on March 28, 2022. You can listen to it. Oh, in that particular one, let me share with you about that, because, I mean, let me finish first with this one, okay? Let me finish just with this one I just had, and then I'll jump onto that one. In that one I had back in 22, I was shown this coming great delusion that will cause the peoples of the world to believe a lie. Even the elect apostle. Now, this is the second vision of the night the Lord has given me concerning this. So this must be something that is coming soon, precious people. Whenever the lawless one is revealed, and the lawless one is already here, he's here. He's going to be introduced soon. This is why they want to get this, all these things in place, so they can reveal him to the world. So whenever he is revealed by the rich men of the earth in the coming days, the masses will flock to him for answers. They will be willing to give him complete control over their lives so that he can solve all the world problems. And so this is the warning that came out of the mouth of Yeshua, the Messiah, in Mark 13:22-27. For false Christ and false prophets shall arise, shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. See what I'm saying? They shall show signs and wonders. I never quite understood what was meant by that until the Lord began to reveal these things to me. These are indeed signs and wonders that are able to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. And then he said, but take heed, behold, I have the moon shall not give her light, and the powers that are in the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with power and great glory. And then he shall send his angels and shall gather together his elect from the four winds of the earth, from the uttermost part of the earth to the uttermost part of heaven. And this is the interpretation, okay, that I receive regarding this experience I had. In the near future, mankind will be offered some kind of substance in the form of a pill, with the promise that it will make them healthier, stronger, smarter, help them live longer, give them superhuman abilities, the ability to buy and sell without the need of money, IDs, etc. This is known as the mark of the beast, spoken of in the book of Revelation, chapter 13. It is also commonly known today in the scientific world as transhumanism, a philosophy and science that advocates the enhancement of the human condition by developing and making widely available sophisticated technologies that can greatly enhance longevity, cognition, and well-being. Transhumanism believes humanity can transcend the physical, mental, and psychological limitations and become something more beyond its current state, a post-human being. Experiments involving the transhumanist agenda are being conducted right now, precious people, They're being conducted right now in secret using animals and human beings without their knowledge or permission. Whenever the Beast satellite system, along with the G5, G6, G7, etc., technology necessary for the final activation is in place, then it will happen suddenly and quickly. They're using, these people are using artificial intelligence now to push the boundaries of sentience and consciousness, including eventually placing it inside a machine, as it's mentioned in the book of Revelation. That's Revelation 13, verse 13 and 15. And he does great wonders so that he makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men and deceives them that dwell on the earth by the means of the miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast that had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. So this technology that is spoken of here in Revelation 13 to 15, it's already here, people. The Antichrist apparently is going to suffer some sort of a wound, all right? Of course, there is the Antichrist system, the Beast system, but there's also going to be the Beast, a person. And so after that happens, after the wounding by the sword, an image is going to be created of this beast. And that image will have the ability to speak. Okay? It's going to have the ability to speak and to cause that whoever does not worship that image of the beast to be killed. So there you're going to see a little bit of that technology that I was talking to you about. It's already, the technology already exists, and we're going to begin to see it come into light in the very, very near future. And 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 11 and 12, it says, for this cause God shall send them a strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, and that they all might be condemned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. And so there is this other one, the other piece of the puzzle that I talked to you about, I'm going to share with you in a moment. This other piece of the puzzle is going to, I mean, when you begin to put all these pieces of the puzzle together, is when you begin then to understand, as you put them together, you begin to see it. You begin to see it better and better. And you begin to be able to comprehend it, things that before you were not able to. And so this other piece of the puzzle, this other beast system that I saw was back from March 23rd, 2022. And in that one, I had in the middle of the night, I had this particular vision. And I found myself somewhere in the country with another group of people. They started gathering in large numbers to receive some type of strange substance that everyone was talking about. Now, remember, the one I just shared with you is a pill. This one is a substance. It's the same thing, basically. One I was shown in the form of a pill, which might be the eventual way that they're going to offer it. In this one, in 22, I just was shown a substance. And this substance was being given to the people. It had a bluish, grayish, gelatinous look to it. And it was being dispensed to the people by a strange group of men dressed in black. The word came to me in the spirit, secret government group. As I continued to watch what was taking place, I noticed that these people who had taken the strange grayish gelatinous substance started to slowly mutate and were no longer human. Remember, this is what I share with you. Just a few moments ago, they were no longer human. I was not shown how long it took for the mutation to take place in the people, the substance, only that it did. Whatever the substance was, it allowed the people who took it to have special superhuman abilities. Again, this is the same thing I was shown with a pill. Okay? This is just being looked at. I was shown these things in different lights, in different forms. I also noticed that there was a strong euphoric effect on everyone who took it. People became very euphoric, of course, because they sensed the power. They sensed the incredible power at their hands and the technology that they had just been given. They became euphoric. Then I saw large numbers of people who were desperately rushing to take the substance in their bodies. And I was awakened and wrote these things down that I had seen. But my spirit was grieved because of the vision I had just seen. And I was very troubled. So, again, this has to do with the coming great delusion, the mark of the beast technology. And the people are going to believe a lie, just like Jesus said, even if it was possible, they're going to believe and receive a lie. They're going to be deceived. They're going to come under the power of this coming great delusion. And so mankind, as per this particular experience I had in 22, man is going to be offered a substance with a promise it will make them healthier, stronger, smarter, and help them live longer, give them superhuman ability, and buy and sell without any need for IDs. And, you know, like I just shared a few moments ago with the other dream vision I had. This is what is spoken of in chapter 13 of the book of Revelation. It's known as transhumanism. It's the philosophy that believes humanity can transcend the physical, mental, and psychological limitations and become something more beyond what a human being is today. And so, again, the Word of God says, pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape these things that shall come to pass and stand before the Son of Man. These things are happening, people. And the enemy does not like me sharing these things with you. He does not like me sharing these things with you. which is why he's trying to hush me, which is why he removed me. He removed me, our channel from YouTube, and we had to go to other channels. And he's continually coming against me, trying to distract me, trying to knock me off because of these things that I'm sharing with you, because this technology is going to be so deceptive, so powerful. It's going to deceive even the elect, if it was possible, just like Yeshua said. And one last thing, and then I want to share other things with you before we close. In May of 2023, May 13, I had this experience of also the mark of the and bottomless pit. And of course, this is something that we talked about last week that CERN is trying to do. CERN is desperately trying to open up the bottomless pit. And CERN is going to be given the ability, the key. Remember that the chapter 9 says, in chapter 9, the book of Revelation, it talks about the fifth seal. The fifth trumpet. And then he says that in verse 1, he says, to him was given the key to the bottomless pit. And could CERN possibly be used by the powers of darkness? Could they be maybe the one that is going to be given the key to the bottomless pit? Or maybe CERN is going to give this fallen star, this fallen angel, the key to the bottomless pit? I know one thing is that they're working together. They're working together. The Vatican is working together with CERN. All these people are working together. And when this happens, it's going to be like an invasion. It's not going to be just a little hole here and a little hole there and a crack in the fabric of time and space where that I was shown was taking place. No. It's going to be an invasion. It's going to be ripped open, wide open. And so when this happens, these things that are going to come out are going to be able to torment mankind for 5 months. But they're not going to be able to touch those that have the seal of God in their foreheads. They're not going to be able to touch those people. And, you know, folks, like I told you last week, in the book of Ezekiel 14:14, when the wickedness reaches a state, a level in the earth, you're going to have to be ready. You're not going to be able to run to anybody, anyone, any man of God, any prophet, no. Ezekiel 14:14 says, though these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in it, they would deliver but their own souls by their righteousness, saith the Lord. This godly man only had enough righteousness to deliver themselves. Not even the most righteous person today has enough to save you, like we talked about last week. They don't have enough oil to give you. They don't have enough oil to give you. And when these things begin to happen, when it hits the fan, right, it's going to be too late. You're going to have what you have. Nobody's going to be able to pray for you or lay hands. No. You're going to have to get the oil from him yourself. And the time to get the oil from him yourself is now. Because like we saw in the parable of the 10 virgins last week, if you wait for the last moment and you say, no, I'll have enough time, then whenever it happens, I'll have enough time to go and get some oil, you know, get right with God. You are dead wrong. When that time comes, there will be no time for any such thing. It is what it is. And if you have not gotten enough oil in your lamp, that means if you don't have enough of his presence, if you don't have enough of his righteousness, if you don't have what you need, if you're not saved, if you're not marked by him with the Holy Ghost, the seal of redemption, it's too late. You can't get it. It doesn't work that way. And one day soon, the world is going to collapse all around us. And your praying husband is not going to be able to calm you and your troubled spirit. Your praying wife is not going to be able to hold your hand and calm you down. Whoever that person is that knows God and is walking close to him, you're going to see that person becoming stronger as you yourself, that have no oil, begin to melt down in fear and terror. Your husband or your praying husband or your wife, whoever that person is that you look up to as your spiritual, you know, strength, will not be able to help you. You need your own, listen to me carefully, please. Listen to me. You need your own supply of strength. It's not going to help you to just listen to sermons or teachings on Sunday morning, sermonettes for Christianettes. It's not going to be enough. You're not gonna get it by being involved, you know, and doing, you know, some work in corporate worship, you know, or doing this or doing that. I mean, those things are okay. Those things are fine, but you're not going to get the oil that you need by doing those things. You understand me? You can only get it by being alone with him in his presence. And so I recommend that you do that every day. You just don't know when these things are. You have to be ready every day, every moment. And so that person, for example, if you're trusting your wife, maybe it's usually it's the wife, right? Sometimes it's the husband, but majority of time is the wife. If you think you're going to be able to rely on your devoted wife to pray you out of fear or to help you get ready when these things hit, you are taking a big chance. She could be called home during the hard times ahead. She could be called home. What will you do then when you realize that you placed all your hope, all your security in her or him if it's a man? You're going to be overwhelmed with panic. You're going to be blinded. You're going to be not knowing what to do. And so what you need to do right now, you're listening to me, you need to begin seeking God with all of your heart. spending time with him alone in your knees. No matter how bad things get, no matter how terrible the news get, spend time with God. You're not going to be afraid of things that happen. You're not going to be afraid of losing your job. You're not going to be afraid of losing anything that belongs to you, because you will have the assurance of Jesus Christ, your Savior, there to help you. And it's time to seek his face, folk, developing a relationship with him. There's a Psalm 84, verse 7, says, those who appear before the Lord in Zion, they go from strength to strength. And that's basically telling us that the believer who does this is not going to faint in hard times, but he'll become stronger because he trusts in the Lord for everything in his life. Praise God. I'm going to leave you with Isaiah 40 before I close. Have you not known, have you not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, faints not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He gives power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the young shall faint and be weary. The young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. I trust that this has been a blessing to you. Until next time, this is Augusto Perez for another edition of Beyond the Veil. God bless. Shalom.